And so I bid you all grace, mercy, and peace from God the Father, from our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. My brothers, sisters in Christ, but we believe that we will be saved through the grace of the Lord Jesus, just as they will. That is the heart of apostolic preaching. The proclamation of this gospel is what makes us an apostolic church. And this is why we take time to remember Peter and Paul on this day. The tradition says they were martyred under Nero's persecution. We will be saved through the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ. As I've been reflecting on this during the week, it occurred to me that the apostles, and particularly Peter and Paul, occupy a unique place in the life of the church. For apart from their ministry, together with the holy evangelists, you and I, we would not know Jesus or the Father who sent him. While we have the record of Jesus' words and deeds in the four Gospels, we know that Jesus did not write any of the scriptures himself. As the Word incarnate, he spoke God's word to us. And the apostles and the evangelists handed that word on to us. They saw, they heard, they touched Jesus and were moved by the Spirit to make Jesus known to us. But more than just handing on to us a record of Jesus' words and deeds, they were moved to declare to us what it all meant, that we are saved through the grace of the Lord Jesus. And strangely, that is the central part. When you look at Paul's letters, you listen to Peter's preaching in Acts, both of which came before any of the Gospels written down, what is central is the salvation that comes through Jesus, what he has done, who he is, what he promises, and not through what we do. And this is the truth that still confounds people to this day, that salvation is all Jesus' work and not ours. Yet we always try to insert ourselves. When the proclamation of grace began, there were believers who thought you still needed to follow the Torah in order to show the reality of your faith. But as you heard, Peter and Paul shut that right down. If the law could not save us before Christ, why on earth would you think you need it after Christ? And yet, even today, there are voices that want to add to the gospel. Yes, they say, Jesus does his part, but you have to do yours. And this is the radical heart of grace. You do not have to do anything. In fact, you cannot do anything. All you can do is receive. And then they go, aha, see, we told you, you have to do something, you have to receive. But seriously, friends, what does an empty glass do to receive the water that's poured into it? What does a dead man do in order to receive life? Reception, by its very nature, is passive. We are saved through the grace of the Lord Jesus. Now, a couple of clarifications. What are we saved from? Well, you know, we all know the litany, right? Sin and death and hell, the devil and ourselves, for that matter. We were born broken. We were born into a broken world, and there was nothing that we could do about it. No amount of discipline, no amount of learning,